Isaac. Isaac was the much-loved son of Abraham and Sarah. Abraham had waited a long time for his birth, and so Isaac was very dear to him. One day, God called Abraham and commanded him to take Isaac to a mountain far away and offer him as a sacrifice. It was the custom to offer only animals in sacrifice. Abraham loved and trusted God, and so next day, in spite of his sadness, he set off with his son. Isaac knew they were going to make a sacrifice to God, but he was a little puzzled as they climbed the mountain. He could see the wood and the fire, but he couldn't see any animal. So he asked his father, "Where is the lamb for the sacrifice?" Abraham could not tell his son the truth, so he said, "God will provide himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." Although unaware at the time, Abraham had just uttered a prophecy. Eventually, they reached the place and Abraham built an altar. He arranged the wood, tied up Isaac, and placed him on top. As he took the knife, Abraham heard the angel of the Lord call his name. The angel said, "Do not do anything to the child, for now I know that you fear God." Suddenly, a ram appeared with its horns caught up in some bushes. Abraham took the ram and offered it as a sacrifice instead of Isaac. Abraham's earlier prophecy had been fulfilled. What Abraham said would happen, happened. Abraham had passed the test by proving that he put God above everything else, even his own family. Isaac grew up and married a woman called Rebekah. Isaac and Rebekah had twin sons called Esau and Jacob.